Talk Show. This is the final show of the year, Boxing Day. It's been a pleasure once again to air some music from Australia for you, old and new, and of course Canadian music with a special feature on local Vancouver music. That's where this show was recorded. And we're going to go right back to a real favorite of mine today, the Cosmic Psychos, the legendary band from rural Victoria, just outside of Melbourne. And the reason I'm doing this is because I discovered the full online documentary, Blokes You Can Trust. It's now available online on YouTube. And I'm really excited about that. I watched the whole thing last night. It's a fascinating story behind the band. I'll get to that very briefly, but first of all, I'll tell you that we also have some special guests coming up in the last half hour of the show. Some guests who are returning. Alaya Ray. Alaya Ray is a stunningly brilliant singer-songwriter, and she's backed up with Patrick and also Jeremiah as her backing band. And collectively, they are very much a breath of fresh air, I think, to the local Vancouver music scene. And we had the band in earlier this year, and Alaya's come back today. Actually, all three of the band, Alaya, Jeremiah, and Patrick, and they're going to talk about what the second half of the year was like for them musically and otherwise. And we're also joined by Nicholas Russell from a local band, The Good in Everyone. He was also a guest on the show here roughly at the same time of the year, just I think about a week before Alaya Ray. And they are friends, and they're playing a show together at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night, the 27th of December. And so I thought it'd be great to have them come in and share a bit of time with us today, and we'll play a couple of their tracks as well. So that's coming up in the second half of the show, well, probably in the last half hour. But getting back to the Cosmic Psychos, so I've played them before and I'll play them again, and they're such an Australian punk rock institution, formed in 1982, and what sets them apart from all other bands is that they're just so raw and authentic. They are basically the project of Ross Knight, who is a farmer. He's a farmer, countryman through and through, drives tractors. He's lives on a family farm that's been in the family for three generations, and stumbled into punk rock and became one of the biggest cult punk rock bands, most, you know, well regarded in the world, particularly in the Pacific Northwest here, and a huge influence on the Seattle scene. And their story is absolutely remarkable. And there's a full-length documentary that was made last year, and I found it online. It's called Blokes You Can Trust. I highly recommend watching it. You'll never see another band like them, at least their story. These are three guys who never would have thought they would have ended up touring the world and meeting all these actually quite famous people along the way. I'm going to play you the trailer right now, to get you a sense of what they're about. And then I'm going to play for you four songs from the Cosmic Psychos. So first up, this is the trailer, and you're going to hear some Seattle scene luminaries talking. Matt Lucan, Eddie Vedder, of course, from Pearl Jam, the guys from Mudhoney, Butch Vig, also Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, and they're all talking here about the Cosmic Psychos. So this is the trailer from Blokes You Can Trust, the documentary.
We're the Cosmic Psychos from Melbourne, Australia.
Here's three ugly looking blokes, you know, touring the world, playing in all these wonderful cities, dining at all these wonderful restaurants, meeting all these famous people. In the back of your head, you're going, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going, well, I'm a fucking farmer.
Sing it round.
But once I found the Cosmic Psychos, it was kind of like, yeah, these guys are what I've been looking for a while.
Live was always so huge and powerful.
I guess it would remind me more of like late 70s punk rock. played through a stereo inside of a muffler of a car dragging down the freeway. That's what they sound like.
I think the Cosmic Psychos were a band that was highly influential on the Seattle so-called grunge scene.
They're pretty freaking exotic to me, you know, like they're, you know, from a completely different life, different world, and they didn't try to be anything other than what they were, you know.
Their songs about driving a bulldozer, for me, that was like, wow, okay, Aussie punk rock. You know, that's punk rock to me.
This is a great band that you could pull from Australia. They're our ambassadors. Have a listen to their lyrics. They sing about dead kangaroos. I love my
tractor. We're fucking ugly. And there's no way. I mean, Robbie looked like one of the bloody Marx brothers. Bill was just a bald fucking midget. And I was just this, I was running around with a mullet. Yeah, with a head like a fucking robber's dog. She's a monster, she's a monster.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Show me up the wall, I ain't no spider. Show me up the wall, I ain't no spider.
gonna bomb. Didn't think it would be my time. Daddy thought I was sick in the head. Pull my cock in the hay shed. We'll be right back.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, World of War, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And there you had it, four tracks in a row from the mighty Cosmic Psychos. I hope you loved that. Going right back to the mid-80s and I think early 90s there. First up, we had the song Custom Credit, and then Down on the Farm, two very, very early sort of prototypical Cosmic Psychos songs. And that was followed by the classics Pub and Dead Roo. From mid-period albums. They're still with us. They're still around. Ross Knight is still heavily involved in his working on the farm there, just outside of Melbourne. And every now and then the band gets together. They put out a record. They tour. They drink a lot of beer and make have fun while they're doing it. And as I mentioned, I'm playing this, getting back into playing the Cosmic Psychos because I stumbled across the documentary Blokes You Can Trust. Someone put it up on YouTube. I'm not sure how long it's going to last there. It's pretty awesome. The whole thing is there, and it's a fascinating story, a very unique tale in the annals of the history of rock and roll. So, this is the time of year, the holidays. Let's play a Christmas song. Let's play a few Christmas songs. Let's play a song by Destroyer. This is from an old 7-inch single, I think. It's called The Spirit of Giving is the song. I think it's somewhat of a rarity because it was eventually redone as a new Pornographer's song, but I love it. Let's play the original. This is Destroyer with The Spirit of Giving.
You went looking for shelter in all the wrong spaces. You grew clever enough and famous for faces, nameless and blank, superstitiously. Saint Christopher, Johanna, Saint Christopher, Johanna, Saint Christopher, Johanna. Overcome with the holiday spirit, March as the herald angels want to hear it, and remember the rules that you run with our wolves. Don't forget they exist to give you something. Red hot beat them too. Something sadder than that brass portrait which shines through your morning dim. Something sadder than that brass portrait which shines through your morning dim. I'll give you something to be sad about. Hey, the picture really captures your mouth. Poised to say, it's your turn to go down now. It's your turn. Thank you.
Seems like a lifetime since I've been gone, but I got some good news. I'm coming home, leaving on Thursday, and if what they say is true, I'll be spending Christmas Eve with you. Who needs sunshine? Just let it snow. We leave our footprints every place we go. We can go skating like a pair of Christmas fools. When I spend my Christmas Eve, maybe I won't ever leave. After spending Christmas Eve with you, Christmas isn't just another holiday. It's a time when all our dreams come true. Christmas Eve is always just a day away. When I close my eyes and think of holding you, the fire is burning, the lights are low, they're playing White Christmas every place we go. Dancing to Crosby, it's the thing we like to do. When I spend my Christmas Eve, maybe I won't ever leave. After spending Christmas Eve with you, Christmas isn't just another holiday. It's a time when all our dreams come true. Christmas Eve is always just a day away. When I close my eyes and think of holding you, the fire is burning, the lights are low, they're playing White Christmas on the radio. Holding you tightly, and I'm never letting go. Spend my Christmas Eve, maybe I won't ever leave. After spending Christmas Eve with you, Christmas Eve with you, my Christmas Eve with you, Christmas Eve.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, the last show of the year. And two Christmas songs there. First up was Destroyer and a song called The Spirit of Giving. It's an old rarity. And then Peter Foldy, bringing it closer to the present there. Peter Foldy, our regular guest on this show, and his Christmas song there, Christmas With You. And we have our special guest coming up in the last half hour of the show. Nicholas Russell from The Good and Everyone is going to be joining us, and Alea Ray also, and band. And they're both guests that have been on earlier this year, and they're returning to give us a little recap of their year. in music in Vancouver, and I'm very much looking forward to that. So that's in the last half hour of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. All of our podcasts, our archive podcasts, are at a blog called ozstrandedradio.com, and you can also find us at Twitter at ozstranded. Okay, let's get into two more Christmas songs while we're in the mood. I know it's Boxing Day, but, you know, it's still the spirit of the season. This is a rarity. So the Enigmas, a legendary Vancouver band, and this is a track called Roadblocks Are All Over This Town. It was on a 7-inch flexi disc single put out in 1985 called Merry Christmas 1985, and it was put out on Zulu Records. And that's going to be followed by an artist who I'm very much fond of locally here called Polly. Polly is the band. It's a project of Paul Lee. He's a very long-term Vancouver musician, and he's been playing regularly as Polly in the last couple of years. He's played at Lanaluz a fair few times. Absolutely wizard on the guitar, and he's done this really cool song based on Rumble, the classic guitar song Rumble, and it's called Rumble on Christmas Eve Night. So let's get into that Enigma song first up, and then Polly, local Vancouver rock musician.
Christmas Eve night. The Army and the Air Force, the Cops, the National Guard, the Boy Scouts and the Shriners all fell like decks of cards. Their weapons, they were useless. Their planes, he swatted like flies. The only hope was Santa, who was sure to be flying by. Santa heard the chilling cries. He braced himself for a fight. It's gonna be a big one. A rumble on Christmas Eve night.
Mm-hmm.
stood in silence as the reindeer circled in tight. But when Santa looked in that monkey's eyes, he said, hey man, this ain't right. He said, hey Joe, just take my hand and with my magic sleigh, I'll take you back where you belong, your home so far away. The troops exclaimed in horror, but the children, they started to cheer. As Santa took that big ape saying, hey, let's get you out of here. The ho, 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 and the whoop, 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 they flew off of the side. Santa made his first stop, the jungle on Christmas Eve night.
This is Stranded. Awesome track there. Rumble on Christmas Eve Night. That is a track from local musician Polly. And before that was legendary Vancouver band The Enigmas. They played another reunion show just a couple of months back, and I went and it was unbelievable. That's a very old track called Roadblocks Are All Over This Town, and it came out on a Zulu Records special 7-inch. Merry Christmas 1985. This is Stranded. Let's play for you now one of the grabs from the Resignate and Reconciliation Project. We've played a fair few of these over the months. A very important project that the NCRA, National Campus Community Radio Association, was involved in to pay respect to First Nations of Canada and to speak of the reconciliation process. So here is one of the excerpts from that documentary. And the person who will be speaking in this is Viola Thomas of Ottawa.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler, my name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Our next speaker here is Viola Thomas. She is also a residential school survivor.
Part of our obligation where I work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada is to inform Canadians on the truth. But I believe that as more Canadian people understand that this was Canadian law and Canadian policy, and that Canadians need to take responsibility for the shared history, I also believe that Canadians have a responsibility to resonate reconciliation with the First Peoples of this country. And what did we learn when we went to this school? We learned how to be bullies, how to be mean to each other, how not to love, how not to feel a great sense of pride of who you are and where you come from. I learned about racism, and I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what racism was. I learned about sexism, and as a young girl, I didn't know about sexism. There were many forms of abuse, not just the physical, but the intellectual abuse. To always be reminded that you're stupid and that you're nobody. To be told by your teachers and by the folks from the church that you're a savage, you're a squaw. And I just want to close with one of my heroes, a woman by the name of Winona LaDuke. And I offer this to all of our brothers and sisters who were abducted to residential schools. And I offer this with a good heart to non-Indigenous people so that they will pick up the torch. And this is what she says. There is no social change fairy. There is only change made by the hands of individuals.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Hey, this is Bailey from Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger, 'cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Mervin and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind you blaze up. The motor.
a blackout, holds hands with a golden girl. Refineries cover up the whole world. On your feet, soldiers on the street. The flood will rise up when we meet. Run across the frozen river to the other side of town. There's no one with any words to speak around. Cover up your crosses, mirror around your neck. In the water we'll find a chosen sun to reflect. Raise young glasses, let the winter never end. Pour one for the young Canadians. Where I come from, it's always bright out in the east. Concrete and steel, still velocity. Ride across the rails and drive your country home. In all this space, you know you're not alone. Raise young glasses, let the winter never end. Pour one for the young Canadians. Raise young glasses, let the winter never end. Pour one for the young Canadians.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And you heard there two tracks from Eamon McGrath. First up was one of my favorite tracks from the last couple of years, Young Canadians. And then a new one, but it's, well, sort of new, sort of old. It's hard to say because it's from a record he just put out called Live from the Cutting Room Floor, Outtakes 2009 to 2012. And the song was called Forget Your Grievances, and I thought that was really fitting to play for this time of year around the holidays. Let's start fresh, forget our grievances. It's a whole new year coming up. This has been Stranded for a whole year. Again, our blog is ozstrandedradio.com, and you can find us also on Twitter at Ostranded. And of course, before those two songs was Paul Kelly with the classic song How to Make Gravy, the absolute quintessential Australian Christmas song. So we have our special guests in the studio for the rest of the show, Alaya Ray and also Nicholas Russell from the Good and Everyone local Vancouver band. They'll be with us right after this for the remainder of the show. You're on Stranded.
Bevy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut-up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, our very last show of the year. It's Boxing Day, and it's a bit of a review show, I guess. It's good to reflect on the year in all aspects. And I looked through the blog just yesterday, and I noticed that this year I did 43 interviews, and last year 43 as well. And I was stressing out because I saw 42. And then, thank goodness, Nicholas got in touch because you are 43, and I couldn't live with myself if I went backwards. You'd never go. I couldn't do 42. So thank you for Nicholas from the Good and Everyone for getting in touch. It's a pleasure to have you back with Alaya Ray, the whole band of Alaya Ray.
You bet.
Yeah.
You betcha.
So last time was just Patrick and Alaya. This time Jeremiah has joined us. So, and I'm looking back on the blog, so July was when, roughly, when you guys were both in. Good and Everyone was here on July 18th, and Alaya Ray the next week. And actually, the first thing I'm going to ask you guys is the cover art, or has this person done some posters of yours?
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend, Lauren Carr, who, I have to say this every time, it's not nepotism. I met her because she was doing her album art. She does all of our album art, our show posters for the shows that we're putting on in the Good and Everyone, and she's also done our t-shirts and designed our buttons and that stuff. She's awesome. She's worked with other bands locally. She's worked with Said the Whale, with O Village, with Altona, a whole bunch of different people.
So. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because I've just seen that sort of that style everywhere, so that's great. It's good to, this is kind of what I was hoping to chat about today was local music, because both of your projects are heavily involved in the Vancouver music world. And I guess I'll start with Alaya first of all. How has the year been for you since July, since we were here?
July was kind of like the big pickup month for us, because that's when we started playing shows again regularly. We had kind of like taken like a slight break because I had a vocal injury. And so, yeah, the last half of the year was like really good for us. We started playing a bunch, and I can't think of any.
Well, I think I saw you on the CITR Shindig lineup. Did you guys play Shindig?
We did.
Yeah.
You did, yeah. How was that? It's a real institution here.
it was all right.
Like, one thing for sure, like, it was definitely quite an experience for us.
I mean, especially with playing the new venue. We've never played that venue before. So that was, you know, it's always a different kind of...
It's a fun challenge that comes up when there's a new venue, because, you know, it's like a brand new place that you have to kind of get used to. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think that quickly we got used to it.
The Hindenburg is the new venue for Shindig, and everyone is giving it rave reviews, including myself. I thought it was really, really great.
Yeah. It's a really nice venue. That was I've worked upstairs at the Stanley since I started working at VHS, and I always hear concerts going on downstairs, but thus far, that's the only show I've been to there was there, Shindig.
Actually, not too long ago, I went to the Kingfisher Blues 7th year Christmas party there, and that, like for me, like that show, it really proved how well the Hindenburg can do for the local music scene. Because it was a really well put together show.
And I saw there was like a lot of bands in one night that they seemed to seamlessly go through.
Yeah, it was a really, yeah, like, they just stacked that lineup up. Because, I mean, like, well, like, on Kingfisher Blues, you know, they have so many good artists on there. So it's like, when you put that all into one show, it's quite an extravaganza.
Yeah, yeah. There were still people missing, too, right? Like, Johnny didn't play.
Yeah,
that would have been awesome, too.
Yeah, yeah. So. And has anyone else stood out for you? I mean, shows that you've played with anyone else in the last year? I know you guys have teamed up a fair bit, but... is there anyone else who's have you been inspired by collectively or individually?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's there's a lot that happened this year. I think one of maybe the bigger opportunities that we've had was recently in October. We played a show with at the Electric Owl with Derival and Bestie, and that was a very, very fun experience because we got to play with Derival and Bestie. Like, yeah. I mean, first of all, we had never really met Bestie before that, but with Derival,
yeah,
we've known for a while, and it was just great to see them again and play and share a stage.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it was quite a fun experience to kind of become besties with them.
Great.
I'm not overly familiar with them. Did they win the peak performance thing or something? Or
2 years ago, Bestie came in third place in Peak Performance Project, and then just this one, I guess you call it last year, kind of technically. I don't know. Derival came in second place.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that show is continuing that trend, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Third place, second place.
We'll see. Yeah. Peak.
Well, as far as jaunts out of the city, both bands have been away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Good and Everyone was, we went to Calgary and back in September, just at the end of the month, just before I quit grad school. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we played Vern's in Calgary with I Am the Mountain and Sea Legs. That was an awesome show. And going on tour for the first time in a couple years was just an awesome experience. Getting to meet musicians in other cities is always so much more fun than you expect it to be. You're always so worried about touring and everything working out properly, getting there, finding your accommodations, that when you finally get to the venue and the other musicians are awesome and you get along with them incredibly well and you get everybody's information, and next time they're through town, they end up playing with you. And it's always lots of fun making those connections. As for shows this year, we played a show at the beginning of September with Twin Bandit, Sky Wallace, and Matthew Collin at the Biltmore.
Oh, yeah, I was
there. Yeah, I think you were there. Matthew Collin, that was an amazing performance. And it was kind of gut-wrenching to watch because it was the only time he played with the band, the Stolen Horses band, and they nailed it. And they played like it was the only time they were gonna get a chance to play together.
Which is why it was so special.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, it's a shame I didn't see anyone actually film it. I mean...
I thought they had somebody filming it, or at the very least recording it. I heard them talking about it afterwards, I think. Or maybe they were just saying, I hope somebody
recorded it. It was a special night. And I actually met him randomly in the side room of the Railway Club, and he heard my voice. He heard my accent, and he came over to me, and we started talking about Australia. And I was like... And I saw him perform, and I was like, oh, I'm meeting you, like, a week before you're leaving. It sounded like he really supported other people, too, which... I think is great.
Asleep on the street to your town, and it's getting colder, and I'm getting older. But I don't mind. I sing myself a lullaby, and the rain plays percussion like a drunken drummer that can't keep time. Living this way keeps me rolling around. I can always
escape if I don't want to be found. And I have these days, I hear a dark, lonesome sound, and it's just me alone on the streets of town. Sometimes I feel I don't exist, like I'm in a parallel dimension, one where I have no friends. It's quiet all the time. Then I realize I'm just in bed, and it's dark 'cause I have my eyes closed. And if I just open them, I could see your love in the light. And living this way keeps me rolling around. I can always escape if I don't want to be found. And I have these days, I hear a dark, lonesome sound, and it's just me on my own on the streets of your town. And the traffic rocks my cradle on the streets of your town. The traffic rocks my cradle. There's a sleep on the streets of your town.
Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
And you're tuning into Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And a beautiful song there from Matthew Collin. He is an Australian singer-songwriter who was based in Vancouver for quite a number of years. And he has disappeared back to Australia. And I just met him days before he left, but I got to see his very last concert at the Biltmore Cabaret. And he was playing that night with The Good and Everyone. And so thanks again for the reminder there, Nicholas from The Good and Everyone, our special guest today, letting us know about Matthew Collin. It was good to revisit his songs. So that was a song called Roadside, a little live version that somebody recorded. We'll try to find him online for an interview over the phone. So we are with The Good and Everyone and Alaya Ray. And they're our special guests today, wrapping up the show, Stranded for the Year. And I'll be right back to continue chatting with them.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
And you are teaming up again because you're playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret. And can folks expect anything new? I've heard that there might be some new songs floating around. So.
Both of us are playing new songs at this one.
Yeah.
We've got The Good and Everyone has two new songs. One of them we played a couple nights ago on the Vancouver mixtape on CJSF. you can sort of hear it in the interview. It was tough because we were all in the room with instruments together.
Yeah.
And miking it was not super easy, but it was fun. And Jamie, the host, was really cool with it. So, but yeah, we've got a couple new songs. I'm not sure how many new songs.
We're doing one new song and then also
playing two new songs.
Well, we're doing we're doing one new song and then also we're bringing back an old cover that we did months and months and months and months ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
It felt like
a long time ago.
We're gonna be playing some material obviously that people not obviously we'll be playing some material that people haven't really grown familiar to yet. So I think, I mean, not necessarily to us, it's new material, but to everyone else, I mean, I think they're still learning about it and hearing it.
Yeah, okay. We're not playing anything off the first EP for the show, so it's all new stuff.
Yeah. It's all new, not commercial friendly material.
Oh, great. That's what we like on CITR.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be fun. You shall come.
And there's a third act as well. Who is playing?
Waking Jude is the third act, and if anybody knows the JJB and C, and they probably know Derek Mensch as a manager of various locations at different times. He was in a band with our drummer Jameson Gladys called the Home Team for a while, but they had trouble, I think, just scheduling practices and things. So Derek's back doing his more stripped down, essentially solo project. I think he might have one other member with him called Waking Jude, and it's similar songs. I think it comes from sort of a pop punk emo background. It should be a lot of fun.
So we're speaking with Nicholas from The Good and Everyone, and also all three members of Alaya Ray. Thanks for coming, everyone. Alaya, Patrick, and Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah, we haven't spoken to at length. You play drums?
Play drums.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm working towards doing a little more backup vocals.
Yep.
And, but I mainly play drums, percussion.
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of what I do.
Cool. And does a killer job at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm inspired at this stage of the interview to do a bit of a ceremonial offering because every year my mother sends me some food from Australia, some baked goods.
Oh.
And I'm going to do a ceremonial offering, and don't feel that you have to, but I thought this might make great radio, even if you can't see it. You can maybe smell it, maybe. But here's some rumbles and some shortbread.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
And this is sealed perfectly, so these are fresh, and they're all the way from Canberra, Australia.
Which?
That is powerful.
And my mum listens, so she will know if you don't take one.
We have, so give me some guidelines here.
Rumbles and shortbread. I mean, it's pretty
I'll
standard.
I'll take a rumble. This is easier to fit in your mouth, a rumble.
How many of these do you have?
don't take too many because this is my only stash for Christmas.
Do you like the rumballs or the shortbread more? Mm.
I think maybe the rumballs.
Okay,
you're being too Canadian.
This is what I do to everyone because I know they'll know once they meet me that I'll eat anything. So and I'll want it. So I need to start asking people what they don't like.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
Thank you so much.
I may have just started a yearly tradition of guests being offered mother's fine Christmas baking. So, I think that's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Maybe next year she'll send you two boxes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming down and for giving a little bit of a recap of the world of. I mean, it's honestly, from my vantage point here, I know next to nothing about the music in the city, even though I love it. There's so much going on. So everyone who comes in here has a different view of what's going on in their own little angle and I guess, a particular scene. And thanks for sharing your positivity and your music with us this year. And, of course, the latest releases are The Good and Everyone debut EP and Flies and Lancaster is the latest offering from Alaya Ray. Do you guys want to mention just locations online and things like that for music?
Yeah. We're on basically every bit of social media that you're probably on out there in Radio Land. Facebook, Twitter, all under Twitter handle is @AaliyahRayHQ. Facebook is Aaliyah Ray. Kind of just Google it and you'll find our website, AaliyahRay.ca, and that's all connected to our social media.
And that's spelled AaliyahRae.
You bet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And for the good in everyone, yeah, we're on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is @goodineveryone, and our Instagram handle is @thegoodineveryone. There are different character limits for the names on both of those social media sites, so those are slightly different. But and thegoodineveryone.ca, you can find our music, you can find news and stuff. Got to get on posting on that site. But yeah, and the show that we're playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore. Doors are at 7:30. First band should be on around 8:30. And we'd love to see you out. Yeah, $7, three bands. And it's an early show, so even if you're tired from Christmas, you'll get to go home at 11 o'clock. So.
Yeah. It's rad.
And actually, just before you go, I was curious, too, because you have been proactive in doing some radio around town, and I get in my own little silo here, and I often forget that there are other shows or other, like, as much as I love everyone around here, I forget. And who else have you talked to lately in, like, any good radio radio shows been on?
Well, we were on the Vancouver mixtape of SFU, which was a lot of fun. Jamie and Jesse up there do that show, and they're good at keeping tabs on the Vancouver music scene. And that's actually the only show, or Jamie's the only real contact I have up at SFU. But through that show and the arts show, they cover like a huge breadth of music in Vancouver, and that's awesome. Mm. And Dave's radio show here on CITR is a lot of fun. I was on that recently too. So
I think that in everything about Vancouver mixtape is wonderful as well. I mean, like, Jamie's an excellent host, and when we were there, we had a really great time. One more radio station will be Co-op Radio. Y57 Media has been very supportive of both our bands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't thank them enough for playing our tracks and, you know, interviewing with us and having us there. So
yeah. Even the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR, they've given us support, and like I think both of our bands have given us support, and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
it's cool getting to meet hosts and be on shows that like come at local music from totally different perspectives. You have the people who are just like they know everything going on in the music scene. You have people who are sort of like they've got their own thing going on, and they come at it from like when I came on the show with Ben last time, and you introduced us to a bunch of Australian music that we'd never heard before, and that started the show off, and that was super cool. And totally different from these shows where you're just engaged in the local music scene. And then Co-op Radio is another standpoint and another group of people. It's just really interesting because you get all this exposure to these different to people who listen to all these different kinds of radio shows too. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's something to be said for eclecticism and the non-commercial aspect of what we're all doing. So. Let's go out with a couple of tracks. If we had to pick one track from each act, what would you, Nicholas? First up, which track would you like us to play?
Let's do Skip Down the Stairs. Why not?
Hello.
Lancaster.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. This is Skip Down the Stairs by The Good and Everyone, and that will be followed by Lancaster from Aaliyah Ray. Thanks so much, guys, for coming down and. And I hope you have a fantastic New Year's as well.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you regret your words when you sleep. Promises are something you could never keep. And now overgrown with weeds. My only wish is to be buried by the sheets. When winter turns to spring, it'll find me where
on your frame will not excuse you from the pain you've caused for years. Oh, Lancaster, oh, childish boredom, what will you not say to save you from facing the pain of the truth?
Your trigger teeth that only serve.
two things I would carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Wish as we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bilot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
It's been a long time that I walked this way of life. I'm 65 years old. I'm also a survivor of the residential school for 10 years. I was taken away at 5 years old, early in 50s. I got five sisters and three brothers. Only three of us went to a residential school. Each one of them, my brother and sister, had their own story. I have mine. I went to residential school, Fort Albany, St. Anne's School, Fort George, Quebec, St. Joseph. In those schools, there was no love, no hugging. Seven of my co-students at residential school commit suicide. Seven of them that I know. Just recently, my young friend, my chum, passed away just the other day. Many years that I walk here, I feel good being a Squaw Bills. Some people call me an elder. I told them, you call me that again, I'll beat you up. I'm proud who I am, Anishinaabe. I just want to share that much. I cut it short. I used to talk 2 hours. But, Maurice got Masnihik and Davasta. He got you to Bajimiyan. It comes from here. I lived that life. I felt those pain. Regrets for listening. Oh, watch it.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
Beard before any hippie was ever here. From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Motorcycle gangs with white leather belts, funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to spell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Thank you.